Rakuten made its first appearance about 3 years ago in a museum exhibit, but this week it made its debut in a contemporary music concert together with Prague's Berg Orchestra. I had a chance to speak to Rakuten's inventor, Michal Cimala, and to composer Jakub Rataj, who mastered this simple and elegant instrument and wrote the first orchestral piece that includes it. I first spoke to Michal and asked him to give me a sample of all the different sounds that Rakuten can make by striking and touching its two strings with bows, mallets, and even milk frothers. Take a listen. An amazing variety of sounds. Would you describe some of the parts? What is it made out of?
So it's basically made from tube, usually used for pipeline or for water. And this tube, it's deformate. So I create, just with simple cut, a new shape. Inside is a frame from steel, and the important part are two pickups from bass guitar and two strings from piano, and it's a special stand also for that instrument.
When did you first start working on it, and how long did it take you to actually come up with the instrument the way it looks now?
The process was pretty long. It was, the start was in 1999, and the first instrument I finished it about the year 2001, and later, I tried to develop better and better instruments, so I was working pretty continuously on it. And finally, when it was exhibition in DOX in 2010, here was exhibited about 19 of my experimental instruments. So it was about 10 years of developing different kind of stuff.
And the other instruments that you've made, were they similar to a Rakuten, or were they all different?
They are similar, but each one is special. So it's always based on the pickups from bass guitar, guitar and strings. But the shapes are different, and I did also 10 guitars from snowboards. I cut the snowboards and made some weird, wild instruments from it.
And have any of them already appeared in concert?
I was using those instruments for my performances, always when it's opening of my exhibition. It's some performance connected with that event, and I was also playing with band and with few bands like guests, so sometimes I was playing with professional musicians, and this experience with Orchestra Berg and the connection to Jakub Rataj, composer of piece for Rakuten, it's very special, because it's absolutely professional work, and I'm first time working with that kind of musicians with orchestra, so it's a very special experience for me.
So I'll ask Jakub, what was the experience like for you? When did you start getting to know this new instrument?
So this idea to write a piece for Rakuten and the orchestra came up when the conductor of Orchester Berg came and asked me that there's this new instrument, it looks just great and it has a wonderful sound. So if I'd be interested in writing a piece for it, because he knows that I play electric guitar, and I also play with objects, and I'm active as a performer. So, I was very curious how the work is going to be. And, well, I went to the atelier, Trafačka, and I started to play on it and to look for the sounds and to discover the possibilities the instrument is able to give.
How long did it actually take you to get comfortable with all the different possibilities that Rakuten offers?
Well, I think I discovered maybe just a little piece of the possibilities that this instrument provides. But I don't know how long. Few hours maybe, but few very intense hours.
Can you compare a raqueton to any other instrument, or is it completely unique?
Well, it is completely unique in the point of view that it combines many instruments in one. So, for example, there's this one native instrument from Brazil, berimbau. If you play with the stick on these metal strings, it has a sound that you can get from berimbau. When you use the bow, you get a sound that is similar to amplified cello sound. When you use different techniques, it sounds a bit like a strange electric guitar, and so on and so on. So, as it is a combination of different shapes and different materials, it is unique, but you can look for these sounds in different places.
Do you think this is an instrument that is easy to compose for? Can you imagine yourself composing more pieces for it in the future?
Well, to compose one piece, it was not easy, because it has only two strings, and I had to think of what I want to do, if it's going to be like a virtuoso piece, or more a timbre piece. So I used it in this one more timbre-like way, and I think that if I would write another piece, it would be more difficult, because there is actually no literature. It is absolutely free what you can do. You are very free to write what you want, but at the same time it's harder to do it because it's you.
While Jakub was discovering raqueton and writing the music, did the two of you discover anything new about it, any new sounds, or maybe the special instruments that you use with it?
Definitely, he showed me how it's possible to play regular tones on it, because he measured the strings and divided it and make points on it, so you can play simple melodies on it. So yeah, I discovered new stuff.
Do you think that this is an instrument that you can eventually maybe teach at a musical school, that it's simple enough to learn?
I don't know. I don't know.
Are you planning to make more of them? I mean, this is obviously difficult to teach a wider group with just one instrument.
This year I will make a new one, and it will be possible playing like regular music on it. There will be bars and there will be more strings, six strings. So the possibilities will be like more open.
How often are new musical instruments created these days?
There exist some people on the world. They are very interested to create some weird and new instruments. And it's not a huge community, but it exists. I don't know, 100 people, they try to do it, something like this.
I'm quite sure that there are more, because this this has something to do with sound art in general. So there are lots of people who are interested in sound installations, in making sound sculptures, sound objects, and so on. And that's just a step to create a new instrument.
And I guess it's a very modern and futuristic idea in many ways, right? It's combining technology and art.
Yes, but that's actually what always the people were looking for. It doesn't matter if it was 100 years ago, or that was the intonao rumori of the futurists, composers, and so on. So the interest of looking for new methods and new sounds, new methods of getting these sounds. This interest, I think, will never die. You know, it's like looking for new colors or something.